Hello, and welcome to Empower Others Radio Show. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, and I'm excited that you're with me today. We're going to share with you a word of encouragement, a word of empowerment, a word to motivate you to live your best life now. We want you to live life purposely. So get ready, get ready, get ready to receive all that we have for you today on Empower to Empower Others.
Well, we say greetings to each of you and welcome to Empower Others. This is your host, Dr. Valerie Burrell, and I'm grateful to have you in the room on today. Our topic today, I'm expecting. Now, don't get carried away. When I say I'm expecting, I'm not talking about having babies because I'm not doing any of that. But I am expecting something from God. Today, I've been asking people in my circle, why do we consider blessings from the Lord? But sometimes we say, oh, I received an unexpected blessing. Have you ever said that? I got an unexpected blessing. Woo, Lord, that was unexpected. I know I'm guilty. I've said it. But today, after I finished our Seeking Truth, I sat there and I really pondered how God blesses, when he blesses. And I said to myself, God, when you bless us, is it really unexpected? When we understand his promises for us, when he says that he will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory, when the word says that he will even give us the desires of our heart, are the blessings really unexpected? I went back to a book that I read some years ago by C.S. Lewis, and it wasn't the whole book, but it was actually a writing from an account when he was in World War II. I'm hoping I'm remembering right, but when he was in World War II, it was about a radio appearance that he'd done. And in that, the scripture from Matthew chapter 5, verse 48 reads, "You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Now, when we read that, for many of us, that scripture becomes thought-provoking and to some even challenging. But today, I recognize that scripture as being a place of change, a change in my understanding, a change in my expectation of what God is doing, has done, and will do in my life, to the extent that now I realize that I have been limiting God's plan. We have been limiting God's plan. And when he provides and supplies all of our needs, we are sometimes in awe of what we should be expecting. We become in awe of what we should be expecting. And so today, I'm changing that. Like, when I receive, I say, God, thank you. I'm expecting God to do what his word promised that he would do. When I look at this scripture and it says, you therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, I understand that that is not something that can't be done. I understand that this is a part of God's process for us to become as he is, where he can take us out of the darkness and bring us into the light. This is an opportunity for God to show his power through us. When he declares that we are his handiwork, that we are his feet, that we are his hands, that we are his mouthpieces in the earth, that because we are here, even though sometimes what we go through is challenging, even though what we go through may be painful, no longer will I be exclaiming, "Woo, I received an unexpected." No, baby, I'm expecting God to do just what he said he would do in my life, in those that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, those that are saved and have a right relationship with him. I want to encourage you today to really look at how you've been communicating what God has done in your life or is doing in your life. Are you finding yourself in awe when God blesses you? When you get that extra check and you weren't expecting it, Do you say, "Oh, Lord, that's an unexpected blessing"? Then I want you to think about the fact that he said he would do it. He said he would bless you. He said that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are lenders and not borrowers. He told us all these things in his word. He tells us in his words that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the just. And if we are the just and the righteousness of God, then we should expect to receive what God has for us. We should be expecting. Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited about this revelation that I am in the process of perfection. Hallelujah. That God is perfecting me in every facet of my life. And he's even perfecting my understanding of who he is and what he desires to do for me because I am his. The word of God lets us know that we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. Heirs and joint heirs. When there is an heir, when you hear someone talking about an heir, you know that there's some legacy or some treasure or something that's going to be passed down through the generations, through the years. There's something expected. When you say, "Oh, they're heirs to the kingdom," or "they're heirs to the throne," or "we joint heirs with Christ," which means we can expect blessings on top of blessings, favor on top of favor. We should expect these things. And instead of limiting and saying, "Oh, Lord, that was unexpected." Why? Why was it unexpected? I have to ask, do we trust God? Do we take him at his word? Do we understand the promises of God, the promises that he's made for us? And you can read different versions. Some people say that we can find more than 3,000 promises in the word of God. And just depending on who you ask, they'll say anywhere from 700 to thousands of promises in the word. If you're not a student of the word, if you're not studying to show yourself approved, then maybe you don't know what's entitled to you. You know, I hear people say, "Lord, I heal them if it be your will. Heal them if you." The word lets us know that by his stripes we were healed. We're already healing belongs to us. Manifested healing comes to us through faith. When it happens, it shouldn't be unexpected. It should be the expectation that I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on the word of God. And because the word of God says this is what it is, I believe the word. I believe what the word reveals. I believe what the spirit reveals to me through the word of God. And I expect. Whew, I am expecting. I'm grateful for the callers that are on the line this evening. If you have something you want to share, if you can testify to being expectant about the things of God, press 1 and I'll bring you into the conversation. But I'm telling you, we have really been limiting God. Many of us have been limiting how he shows up in our lives. The things that should be ordinary, we go, "Woo, Lord, oh God, that baby, you are his, aren't you? Are you not his? Is he not yours? That he will do great exploits, greater works he said he'll do through us." What really have you been expecting God to do for you? What have you been expecting God to do through you? Where are you placing the limitations? Are you trying to limit yourself in God, or are you trying to limit what God does for you? I'm just here to encourage you today. This scripture, again, Matthew 5:48, you therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, is an eye-opener for me on this day, that I recognize this to be a place of change where I am saying, God, I'm in a process. I get it. I haven't done everything right. I'm still going to make some missteps, but I am in the process to perfection. That everything that's going on in my life has happened, will happen in my life, is a part of you getting me to that place of be perfect because you are perfect. It's getting me that to the place of understanding who you are and what you are to me. And it is my prayer that if we are believers, we are allowing Jesus to be Lord and Savior of our lives. We are acknowledging the gift of the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, that leads and guides us in all truth. We recognize God as Father, Abba, Father. We recognize that and we move in that without limiting what God will do for us. It's a process, y'all. It's a process of understanding our truth. It's a process of understanding our purpose. It's a process of getting to the place that God would have us to be in it. And like I said today, a little while ago, I am no longer going to limit God's plan for my life. I'm not going to limit God's plan for my life. I understand that God is going to provide all of my needs according to his riches and glory. I understand that the promises of the Lord are yea and amen. I understand that some things are going to be done to me according to my faith. I understand that I have to seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. And again, that passage in Matthew 6:33 says, all these things shall be added unto you. As these things are being added unto me, I'm not going to see them as unexpected anymore. I expect it because I am the righteousness of God. I expect it because I am in the process of becoming according to God's plan. I expect it because I'm living according to what the word says. No, I'm in the process to perfection according to God's. And I want to encourage you all today that are listening under the sound of my voice now and those who will listen later. Begin to expect every petition that you've laid before the Lord that aligns with his word and his plan for your life. Expect it. Expect that all of your needs will be met according to his riches and glory. Expect that he's going to give you the desire, faithful to do what God has said. Expect to be the head and not the tail. Expect to be above and not beneath. Expect to be the lender and not the borrower. Expect it, because that's what the word declares that we should do. Expect, because God is faithful to his word. He's going to do just what it said. He's not going to lie to us. He's not going to lie to us ever. He will keep his word. So I want to encourage you today, start expecting. I'm expecting. And it is my prayer that each and every one of you pick up that same mindset and start expecting too. Say God bless you, and thank you for joining us this week on Empower to Empower Others. Join us again next week for another episode to bless your life. Have a great evening.
empowered to empower others. We certainly hope that that message encouraged, motivated, and empowered you to live your best life. We look forward to you joining us again for our next episode of Empowered to Empower Others. Love and blessings to each of you.